Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrapper screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love the movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you once again from the end. It's Sunday, May 10th, 2020. Happy Mother's Day. And this is another Homes Alone edition, this time with three guests who have appeared regularly on the show over the years. I'm happy to have them all back. It's nice to see them all. It's Ricky Lindholm, Mark Norman, and Jimmy Pardo.
Hello.
Yo-ho. Hey.
Yo. We had a technical difficulty, so we had to start over. And I got to say that I think my performance so far has been exactly the same. I think I really nailed that opening. And I gave it the same lackluster, feels like he's reading it delivery both times.
You're getting good at podcasting thing, Doug.
Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically, starting with Ricky Lindholm. It's you. Hi, Ricky.
Hi. I'm coming to you from my massage chair closet.
Oh, thank you for sharing that piece of information.
Yes.
Are you renting out? Can people come over and use the massage chair closet during?
My neighbors do. They love it. Yeah.
Do you charge them?
No, they might just be friends with me for that reason, but it's really nice.
You don't get anything from them? Like, what's the quid pro quo?
Well, my neighbor brought me blueberries once, so I guess we're even. I don't know.
All right.
I just like the company. I'm bored, Doug. I'm lonely. I like anyone coming over.
And they just stay 6 feet away? You just yell at each other?
Yeah. Well, it's my friends who have also been in this building for 6 weeks, so I feel
okay.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
Mark Norman is here.
Hey.
Tuesdays with Stories podcast featuring Joe List, but starring Mark Norman.
Yeah. That's me. This is weird. You're just coming at me with a voice. I don't know when you're going to start or stop.
Oh, do you really need to? You want to see my mouth?
No, it's a weird mouth. Sorry, we're good.
My mouth is really, really high. And Jimmy Pardo is here, everybody.
Hello. Good to be back on Doug Loves Movies. You know, the last time I was on one was at the, I want to say at the UCB Theater, and I won, which means you're supposed to come back the next week and defend your title. And I want to say that was two and a half years ago. it's been a while since I've been back to defend my throne. But and then I think the time before that, I lost to Ricky. So this is, I don't know what to make of why I'm here. I think I'm here to look good and bad at the same time.
Amazing. I am always shocked when I win, but I win a lot. It's really weird.
Nobody's more shocked than everybody else, Ricky. Than you. So
Nobody more than everybody.
That's right. And,
so, yeah, well, Jimmy, I got to say that the person coming back the next week thing sort of fell by the wayside when I was doing the show, when it stopped being a weekly show.
I see. All right.
Yeah. But I do like that idea, and I will invite you, if you win today, I will invite you back on the next show.
You know, I like the way you're doing it, where it's kind of like hit and miss. You don't know who's going to be there. I think that's a better way.
Yeah, yeah, because also I already know you're busy when I'm doing the next show.
Yeah.
All right. So the three of you are here. So
yeah.
Thank you for being here. And we don't need to do the you know, the name tags or any of that stuff. It's just you're just playing today for the sheer pride of winning. Jimmy's got a lot on the line today. He's got a lot to make up for. Mark, you usually do well, right?
I think I've won a few times. It's always a fun time, though. I love throwing the donuts. I love the signs all the nerds make. It's a good time.
Yeah, well, you know, the last couple of years, the nerds aren't coming as much. The really cool people come, because I know they're really cool because they don't make signs.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Those signs are great.
Not signed, everywhere a sign, huh? The long-haired freaky people need not apply.
Let the games begin! We're starting with a new one, you guys. It's called... It's this one is a little bittersweet. The game is called A Little Richard.
Aww.
And it's a game about movies where a Little Richard song is heard on the soundtrack.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
He's had his songs have been in over 2,000 movies and television shows.
Should be able to easy to nail it down. Good sentence, Jim.
Very specific.
It's a lot less than that, but that number really sounded exciting to me when I was thinking of saying it. And then I'll say, so we're going alphabetically. We'll start with Ricky.
Okay.
And I will give you the title of three different movies.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me which one does not have a song by Little Richard on the soundtrack.
Okay.
If you miss, then Mark gets a shot at it. And then if he misses, Jimmy gets a gimme.
Yeah. That's my new t-shirt that I'm selling after shows. Jimmy gets a gimme.
Yeah, it totally sounds like a really fun, like, heist movie.
I'm in. If you want to write it, I'm more than happy to do it. I know that we've already got Little Richard planned for the soundtrack, so we're in good shape.
We're just saying a movie that has a Little Richard song in it.
No, the one that does not have the Little Richard song in it. Out of you get three choices.
Oh, so got it.
You know.
All right.
I've got more games in the show now that are kind of you know, idiot proof. Like, somebody's going to get it right.
Got it.
You know, Doug, this is going to be a tough game for me because, you know, the news of Little Richard dying yesterday was so upsetting that many people on Facebook haven't thought about Little Richard for 15 years had to tell me how devastated they were by his death. So I'm getting through that the best I can.
Yeah, it's a rough time for all of us, really.
Really is.
Yeah. You know, I'm going out and not wearing the mask in honor of Little
Richard. In honor of Little Richard?
Yeah. I'm wooing a lot, and a lot of phlegm is coming up, and I'm coughing all every direction in honor of Little Richard.
That's I'm wooing a lot, and people think I'm doing Joanne Worley, so it's very confusing. Is anybody old enough to appreciate that reference? Like 90 years old? Jesus.
Okay, so first person to get let me say here three of these right will win the game, and. No prizes, like I mentioned already. All right, here we go. Ricky?
Yeah.
Which one of these movies does not have a Little Richard song in it? Casino, Who's That Knocking at My Door, or Mean Streets?
Ooh.
I'm going to say Who's That Knocking at My Door, because I feel like Scorsese would use Little Richard. That's my guess. Maybe Scorsese did the middle movie, too. I don't know. But I know he did the other ones.
He did all three, of course.
Oh, well.
Of course.
Well, then I don't know. I'm still sticking with my knocking at my door because I've never heard that movie.
I didn't know that either.
I can't believe it. With these two.
Yeah.
I didn't know it either.
The other two, that's pretty good.
Okay, so you're going with Who's That Knocking at My Door?
Yeah.
I mean, also arguably the most obscure of the Scorsese films mentioned is the one you knew right away as a Scorsese movie.
Casino?
You said Who's That Knocking at My Door, didn't you?
Oh, I said the other two were Scorsese movies. I didn't know that. I've never heard of Who's That Knocking at My Door.
So that's why you picked it?
Yeah. Because Scorsese seems like he'd use Little Richard.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so I apologize, but you're incorrect.
Okay.
Mark?
Yo.
Is it Casino or Mean Streets that does not have a Little Richard song in it?
I'm going to go Mean Streets.
That is correct. Woo!
Wow. How did you do it?
You're guessing.
Tell us your reasoning. All right. So
I figured Casino has so many oldies in it, and they had no money for Mean Streets, and they would have to pay for that song.
That's smart.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that logic doesn't hold up because Who's That Knocking My Door was earlier than Mean Streets and made more cheaply.
But I knew that one was out.
But somehow they got a song in there.
Oh, yeah, good point.
But he knew that one was out. Okay, good point. All right.
What was that song in Mean Streets during that big fight scene?
Oh, I don't know.
In the pool hall?
It's probably that same Stone song he's using.
Gimme Shelter.
Yeah. Well, he also likes Shout at the Devil, and there's another one, too. All right, so it's your turn now, Jimmy. You get to go first.
What's the Stone song about a hurricane? That's the one that he uses a lot, too.
Oh, yeah, Crossfire Hurricane.
Crossfire Hurricane? Or is that just a line from a song? I don't know enough about the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, I think that's a line from Gimme Shelter.
All right, again, I don't care for the British, but go ahead. I'm listening.
I mean, Little Richard, an American, taught them everything they know. Okay, so here's your three movies, Jimmy.
These are three movies, and one of these, Little Richard, was not on the soundtrack.
Correct.
Okay.
Woo! Predator, Predators, or The Predator?
These are all about Harvey.
Man.
These are documentaries, huh?
Yeah.
I like to laugh.
There were three competing documentaries. I'll tell you, one of them's hilarious.
Okay, this is just to quote Ozzy Osbourne, a shot in the dark. I'm going to go with The Predator.
That is correct.
Yeah! Woo! Suck it! Oh. I'm here to win!
What was your logic? How did you get there?
What I did was I chose one of the titles with Predator in it, and it chose the one that I remembered what it actually was. So I went with The Predator.
Yeah, you'd be great, Jimmy, on Let's Make a Deal, because all you have to do is say like 1, 2, or 3.
I'm great with that. That's all I need. You go any higher than that, I get confused and scared.
Sometimes they have bigger numbers on that show.
Ooh, then I'm out.
So Jimmy has 1 point, Mark has a point, and now we're back to you, Ricky. You get to start us off. Let's get it. Mm-hmm. Which one of these three does not have a Little Richard song in it? Big Wednesday, The Replacements, or Point Blank from 2015, not the good Point Blank. Point Break.
Helpful.
Point Break, The Replacements, and what's the other one?
Huh? The Replacements, Big Wednesday, The Replacements, or Point Break?
I'm going to say The Replacements for no reason at all.
That's incorrect.
This is not your
Mark.
Big Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she eliminated the football movie. So is it Big Wednesday or Point Break, two surfing movies?
Oh, okay. I've never heard of Big Wednesday, but I'm going to go with that.
That is incorrect. Jimmy,
Jimmy the gimme.
Jimmy, what do you think? Jimmy gets a gimme.
Hang on. So my three options are this Big Wednesday, The Replacements, and Point Break, the new one, not the original, right?
Yeah.
Well, I remember in the original, Little Richard song plays so strongly in that. So I'm going to go with the new Point Break.
There's a Little Richard song in the old Point Break?
I don't have a clue. Just trying to do an annoying game show thing where you the reasoning.
Yeah. No, you were right because those other two answers were already taken.
Oh, I see. Break. Okay.
Point Break is correct. Woo!
All right. Woo!
You got 2 points, Jimmy. You're well on your way to taking this thing.
I'm defending my throne.
Yeah. But we're back to Ricky for this next puzzler.
All right. Here we go. This one's mine.
You got this.
Yeah.
On the basis of sex, Green Book, and The Two Popes.
Mm.
Wow, I have not seen these movies. I'm going to go with The Two Popes.
That is correct. Hey.
Oh, boy.
Awesome.
Did it. You're on the board. This is exciting. This is really going to come down to it now. All right, Mark.
Yo-ho.
Hop. H-O-P.
Yeah, IHOP.
The Smurfs Part 2.
Oh, geez.
I know these are in your wheelhouse. And Casper.
Ah.
With Christina Ricci. Which one of those does not have a Little Richard song in it?
Ah, son of an onion. I feel like, is Hop an animated movie with rabbits?
Yeah.
It's like an Easter thing. I think it's the Easter rabbit, and he like hangs out at somebody's house. And
I feel like you could really put some bunnies to Tutti Frutti. I can picture that happening.
Oh, but, I see.
But Casper.
Really put some bunnies to Tutti.
This is a toughie.
Mark, he's a friendly ghost.
Yeah. You know, friendly ghosts like a little gay man on a piano. So this is tough. And these are all my three favorite films, so I should know them better. But I'm going to go shot in the anal here and say Hop.
That is correct.
Oh!
Woo! Wow.
Oh, this is so close. This is so exciting. But Jim's.
Yeah.
Jim's.
You're not comfortable with that, but I'm listening.
Listen, Jim's.
Yeah, Doug.
I'm going to give you three titles, and if you can tell me which one isn't a Little Richard song, you win the game.
Okay.
And you're not going to believe the one thing you're going to get for winning this game.
Eight?
Can we save that? I wanted to surprise you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
No, please, no more guessing.
All right.
Because you were close.
No, that was my guess for the movie without the song. It's not AIDS.
Oh, you pre-guessed.
Philadelphia.
I get it.
All right, go ahead.
Here we go. These three movies. The House with a Clock in Its Walls.
Okay.
Oh, horrible
Didn't
title.
See it.
House of Cards.
Saw it.
Or Roadhouse.
Saw it.
Ooh.
Never heard of the first one.
The first
nice,
one I saw
nice.
With my son, or he saw it. I don't know if I saw it.
Yeah, that's a Jack Black directed by Eli Roth.
Oh, yeah. Ah. You know, he saw that. He went with some friends to see that.
Based on a book that children enjoy.
The Bear Jew.
I'm going to say I have a feeling that it's in that I think it's in House of Cards because that's that weird. What was the third one, please, Doug?
Roadhouse.
Yeah, I think it's going to – is that played on a jukebox at some point? That's my guess.
Yeah, good
call. I think House of Cards kind of has that vibe, you know, right? You know, what's Mammoth going to do? What's Joe Mantegna going to listen to while he's hustling? I'm going to go with the House of the Clock on the Walls.
That is incorrect.
Oh. Suck it. Suck this whole game.
Ricky.
I'm going to go with House of Cards.
We have a three-way tie.
Oh, boy. Oh, exciting. There's no better way to end a game.
We're going to start with Mark.
That clue really got me there.
Starting with you, Mark.
Ah, shit.
Right? the movies are called Hollywood Land.
Oh, yeah.
Runaway Jury.
Uh-huh. Julia
and
Roberts.
Secretary.
Oh, pretty erotic. I'm going to say, what was the first one?
I didn't say Runaway Bride, by the way. I said Runaway Jury.
It's a bad joke.
Okay.
Movie humor.
Yeah. No, I got it. I got it slash didn't get it. Hollywood Land.
Oh, right.
Runaway Jury or Secretary for the win.
Ah, jeez. Runaway Jury is set in New Orleans, I think, which kind of has a Little Richard vibe. I don't know why. So I'm going to go with the Secretary.
That is incorrect.
Ah,
no.
Never seen it.
It's down to the two of us. Rematch.
All right. The way it always is, Ricky Pardo versus Lindholm. All right.
Is it Hollywood Landers Runaway Jury?
Which one was it not in, you're saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it was not in Runaway Jury.
Jim Sparta, you are correct. You are the winner. Woo!
This is my day. Mothers, it is not your day anymore. This is now my day.
Jimmy did it. That was incredible. Very, very good.
By the way, if I can interrupt for half a second, I'm going to whisper now because my window's open. I think my neighbors may be having a party. And isn't that against the law right now? Shouldn't we not be doing that?
Are there lots of people there?
Let me take a look. Let me look outside and give you an update on this.
Yeah, take a quick look. Let us know what the situation is, because you might have to drop a dime on them.
Yeah,
you know, there's minimum four, but I think they may be the people that live there. I'm not 100% sure, but it still seems I don't like it. I'm gonna have to call somebody. You're right about that, Doug.
Maybe it's a Home Alone type party with the cutouts and the string.
Very well could be. You know what? Again, I didn't get a good view, so I'll give you guys an update via text message when this is all said and done.
Please.
Who were those guys? Who were the cutouts? Was Michael Jordan one of them?
Michael Jordan was one. I think Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, definitely Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Oh, that kid. That kid really, really had some ingenuity.
Yeah, he was a hell of an engineer. He made all kinds of weapons out of nothing.
Yeah, no, he's gonna smash somebody in the head with a paint can at some point in his life who is not a criminal in any way.
Yeah,
and you know, he would just get out of control with that stuff. He was really, really vicious.
Yeah, talented family.
Agreed.
You got right, Kieran, you the other guy.
Rory was in Waco.
Rory.
He was really good.
Yeah,
in that.
They're an acting dynasty.
Yeah, although Macaulay seems a little perturbed these days.
Every time I see him, he seems to be like doing a DJ set somewhere in a bunny suit.
Right. He's gotten kookier.
Well, let's go to a break, you guys. We're going to come right back, and we're going to settle this thing. Like men and women, because there's a real grudge match going on here.
Open my closet door for a second.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, we're back. That went by really fast, I think.
My door.
Not bad.
Yeah. Ricky's probably not even situated yet.
It's closed. I'm
okay. Right. You're good. All right. I'm glad we had that time for you to do that. We're going to play a little game called Last Person Stanton. And the way this game works is that Jimmy Pardo, since he won the last game, he not only gets to go first in this game that's going to determine our winner today, he also gets to choose the name that we're all going to take turns reciting the titles of films that that person has been in.
Oh, this, I always lose this game.
You don't like this one, do you?
Well, yeah. I like it. I just always lose. Like, do you remember we played the Kevin Bacon one and I couldn't think of any?
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. I was third or fourth, but I just blanked. So,
Doug, can I recommend that Kevin Bacon is one of the options?
She really froze up on Kevin Bacon, but that's because of your commitment to being a vegan, right?
Yeah.
Fun with words.
It's the pressure. The pressure gets you because you probably know a million Kevin Bacons, but that pressure and you can't think.
Yeah.
It's like being impotent. Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to help at all that I play along.
Oh, you play as well.
I
like to play as well.
My whole strategy is making other people guess. I can read people and make them guess. I never know the answer.
Doug, am I allowed to bring my son into the room and have him play with me as a team? Is that allowed?
I
don't see why that would hurt. I don't see.
Wait, how old is he?
Well, he's 35, but he's never seen a movie, so keep that in mind. No, he's 12 years old. Let me see. Hey, Oliver.
Wait, this isn't fair.
He may pass on the project. He might just be, this isn't what I'm doing these days.
Do you want to be on my team? We have to, we're going to get an actor or actress's name. We have to list movies that this person was in. You want in on this or you want out? He's out, guys. He's out.
He doesn't want to help.
Good.
He
doesn't want to help. Much to see his father fail.
I didn't know we could. Can I bring in my super? What are we doing here?
Yeah, bring in your super.
Well, I wish you would. I wish
Julio.
You
super Julio.
Oh, he's down on the schoolyard.
Does he have a mask?
No, he doesn't.
Has he seen the mask?
Yes. We watched it together.
Oh, in that case. Nice. He might be helpful then if he's seen the mask.
I apologize for that speed bump. I truly thought my son would enjoy playing the game, but all I did was really drag the show down.
No.
You never know. I think it was worth a shot because you never know.
I know.
I've had people bring their kids on the show before. Sometimes it's a gold mine of fun.
I thought he would, and he knows movies. He knows movies better than I do. I don't know why he bailed on this.
Just because he doesn't want to fail in front of his dad.
I wish you were my dad.
Oh, you know what? We'll talk about it.
All right. My dad would never invite me on a pod.
My first piece of advice was take off that heavy coat. You're going to overheat. I'm worried about you.
It's freezing in my apartment.
Talk to the super.
Ah, he's watching The Mask.
Damn it. Always busy.
All right. Here's the order. We're going to go Jimmy, then Ricky, then Mark, then me. And like I said, if you can't think of one, you're out. And Jimmy gets to determine our fate.
Okay.
You and your son also could have picked somebody. There's a lot of movies your son would know. But it's just you. It's all on you, Jimmy.
Okay.
Who's an actor or actress that you think you can really...
Oh, I'm allowed to pick the name?
You're the one. You have to pick it for everybody.
That seems biased.
Man.
It is. That's what he gets for winning that first game. You should have really been had your head in the game first time around.
You're right.
Wow.
He's going to pick Jolene Shirley or whatever you said in the beginning. Some lady from the silent era.
Oh, man. Why do I? This seems.
Game after. No one else.
Damn it.
Jimmy, are there any words that you wouldn't say in front of your 12-year-old son?
I may not say C-U-N-T in front of my son. In fact, I will tell you, I would not say that. But I think
okay, otherwise. Okay, so he's not spelling yet.
Woo! I was kind of hoping that maybe if I dragged it out, it wouldn't make it through the walls as crisply. I recognize my logic's flawed. Let's go with Paul Reiser.
Holy shit. We're going to get out of here in no time.
Oh my comedic idol.
I'm going to not do well.
Oh my goodness.
Paul, I bet I have couplehood up here.
This is really a tricky one.
I have
this
two. After that, I'm done.
Yeah. You know, I may only have two as well, Ricky. I panicked. I didn't know. I thought you were going to give me a choice of names and I got to choose one of them, but.
Okay. Let me give you a choice.
No,
Paul Reiser.
Okay.
Dame Judi Dench.
Eh.
Or Yahoo Sirius.
I'm going to stick with Paul Reiser.
Okay.
Two. I know he's been in stuff, but I don't know.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
I'm excited that this is going to be over so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it'll give us some time to chat. We'll have some leftover time to chat at the end. We usually run out of time. Jimmy, give me the first title of the amazing film career of.
He does
Paul
have
Reiser.
A great film career. He's terrific. I'm going to. Am I allowed to write down notes, or do I just have to keep everything in my head?
Yeah, you could jot it down in front of you, Sam Levine style.
Okay, I'm going to. I don't know how I get insulted when you said that, but I'm going to go. I'm going to go with an easy one to go with Diner to start.
Ah!
It'll come
Diner.
Back to me.
Okay, Ricky.
Now, he was either in. Well, I'm just going to try it. I think he was in the first one. Was he an alien? He wasn't. Okay, then I don't know any.
Wait, hang on a second. Hang on a second.
No, he's not in the first one.
Well, let me help you out with this for a second, because I don't think you're going to last long anyway.
Yeah.
I like you to stay in the game for a second. So if there was an alien movie where there was more than one alien, what would that be?
Probably Aliens, and that's definitely the one he was in.
That's correct. That is correct.
Wow, I'm so good at this.
Aliens. Mark?
I'm going to go with a movie I really enjoyed, Whiplash.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
He's great in it, too.
Yeah. Cool dad. I wish I had a dad.
That guy is good.
He's
good. All right. I'm going to go all the way back to, and this might help you a little bit, Ricky, if you're, paying attention.
Okay.
I'm going to say Beverly Hills Cop.
Damn it.
Okay.
Jimmy, it's your turn.
Well, the question is, do I want to knock her out? And the answer really is yes, right? Isn't that what I want to do here? I want to knock her out of this.
Yeah.
You just want to stay. Keep in the game.
I will say Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Yeah, it's a really, really macho move.
Mm-hmm. Cheap.
That was going to be my next guess anyway.
Same.
Was he in Beverly Hills Cop 3?
You know what? If he wasn't, I'm just going to say he was.
Mm-hmm.
How do we eliminate somebody?
What?
Why do I use any strategy if this is how you just let massage lady scare you?
But I'm pretty sure he was in it because he was in the other two. So, and he doesn't die in part two, right?
Was he in My Two Dads, the TV show?
Yeah.
Was he one of the two dads?
Here's a, if I could, I know that we're, because this is going to go quickly, I could tell a quick story. I worked with Paul Reiser on the road once many, many years ago, and we went to see a movie. He and I went to see L.A. Story, the Steve Martin movie. And when we were done, we were leaving and going through the parking structure. I had to pay the man at the booth, and the guy saw Paul Reiser and said, "Hey, aren't you that guy from My Three Dads?" And Paul Reiser said, "Yeah, well, actually, it's My Two Dads, but I'm such a good actor, you think there's a third guy there."
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that was fun, right? That's good. That made me laugh. He also, then the guy said this is 100% true. And Doug, this will answer your language question. The guy said, "Hey, can I ask you a question about that show?" And Paul said, "Sure." And he goes, "You guys ever fuck that girl?" And Paul Reiser said, "Yeah, Greg Ebony and I took turns having sex with the child, you idiot."
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That took a turn.
It did take a turn, right?
Yep. All you got to do is take a few words out of that statement, and that guy's in trouble.
I recorded it, and I'm holding it to, and I've edited it down. So Reiser's money is mine in the next couple of years. I'm doing the long con on him.
How was he to work with?
He was the, you know, this was many, many years ago, before he broke huge. He was, you know, we all knew who he was, of course, and I was really excited to work with him. And he was just a comic. And he was funny off stage, and he was pleasant off stage, and he would banter and, you know, basically something we would do, you know, grab assing in the green room. He was doing that. And he couldn't have been nicer. I mean, truly nice. And we're friendly to this day. I don't want to say we're friends, because I don't want him to accuse me of lying. But maybe he would say we are, but it was great.
You think he would still grab your ass?
I'd like him to.
Sure.
He's got a good touch. He's got the magic.
Yeah.
Touch.
Well, he obviously made an impression. I mean, you chose him in a movie game 16 years later.
Full disclosure, I was looking at a list of things on my desk and his name was on it. That list, of course, was, people I'm going to blackmail in the next 15 years. So that's what
blacklist.
I'm trying to say. Yeah.
It's your list of people whose ass you can't wait to grab when this is over.
That's right. Once the quarantine's out, risers, buns are mine.
The goddamn buns are mine. So whose turn is it? What's happening?
I said Ridley Scott 2. You gave Ricky an answer that may or may not even be accurate.
Yep.
I think he is in part 3.
All right.
Come on. We got to Google that.
So it's Mark's turn.
Well, I'm going to say he's in Beverly Hills 9 at this point.
Hey, no. Listen, your time traveling doesn't impress anybody anymore. You should use it for good, not for trivia games.
Can I say Aliens 3?
You could say it. I don't know what good it would do you. It's like takes place in a completely different world than the previous one.
Ripley's in it.
I think he even dies. I think Paul Reiser dies in it.
I think you're probably right. All right, I guess I'm out.
I mean, Reiser is a tough one.
No, he's tough. We know him so well, yet I can't name movies he's in.
I'm doing better at this than Kevin Bacon, but I did cheat on both of my turns.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah. You cheated your way to a win. I'm really impressed.
She did not win yet.
I'm not going to win because I don't have any more, but we can.
Okay, so.
I have one more.
But it's Jimmy's turn. Jimmy's got another one.
No, it's your turn, Doug. You go after mine.
Oh, my turn. Oh. But you only have one more in your head, Jimmy?
I have one, and then I can't remember the name of the other one, but I could describe it for you, which I think based on what the rules you're doing with Ricky, that's a win.
I think so. You're right.
48 okay, hours?
No. Get out of here.
Sorry. Right.
Put a scarf on.
Settle down. Yeah, scarf it up. Okay, so... See, I might be out because I know he's in a couple. I know he's in a couple of weird things that, but he's done so much TV. Mad About You, and now he's on the Kaminsky Method.
My two dads.
Yeah, it's my three dads. Get it right.
No, there's just the two. He's just so good.
Is that the one where he fucked that kid?
Yeah, that's the one.
Two dads, one cup.
What's the girl's name? How do I know that?
What's that?
Stacey Keenan. Wasn't that the name of the girl?
Is the actress's name.
Yeah.
Hey. Nice.
Paul Reiser movies in my head.
Yeah, let me jot down that bonus point. Oh, my pen's out of ink.
By the way, unbeknownst to Ricky, she just gave me a hint. I now have two in my head.
Ooh. All right, hit it, Doug.
It's good I'm still here.
Wait, let me think. I think now maybe that might have put one into my head.
Oh, God.
Where Paul Reiser shows up and he's all like, hey, it's me, Paul Reiser. And everybody's like, whoa. No, I can't think of it. Jim, I'm out. What do you got?
I'll give you the one that I was going to give, and then I'll give you the one that Ricky reminded me of. The Marrying Man with Alec Baldwin and Chris Bassinger, or Kim Bassinger.
Whoa.
Never heard of it.
It's not that great. although everybody's great in it, Reiser's, I mean, everybody, you know, Alec Baldwin's never bad either. So Reiser, they're terrific.
He was really hot in that movie.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, the temperatures vary. And then the one that Ricky reminded me of was Bye Bye Love.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
wow. Nice.
They all play divorced dads.
Oh, yeah, they go to McDonald's.
Yeah, basically it was a big commercial for McDonald's. But Paul Reiser is so stinking good in that movie. Whether you like that movie or not, he's got one scene that made me cry like an idiot. It was so great.
We get it. You love Paul Reiser.
Yes,
my God, you're obsessed.
It's a little weird now, right? Just get it across some line.
Can I guess the movie? Was he in Comedian?
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think he was either, but it's possible.
Comedian is mostly Orny Adams and then a little sprinkling of Colin Quinn.
Right.
And
there's not a ton of comedians in it. Maybe what's his name is in it. Maybe Mario is in it.
Cosby's at the end.
Cosby's at the end of it. Damn.
I fell asleep. I don't know why.
I was just watching something the other day where they had, Men in Black has that crazy whole scene where they're by the side of a road. You could see the Twin Towers in the background.
Weird.
Like, you knew they at the time, they're like, oh, there's such a cool shot that these buildings are in the background. So they use the wide shot constantly. There's no relief in the scene. You're constantly seeing the towers. It's weird.
Way to bring it down.
Am I allowed to do this sort of thing where I now go through and point out some other ones? He was in Diner. He was in Beverly Hills Cop. Oh, here's the one I was thinking of. Odd Jobs. That's the other one. Beverly Hills Cop 2. Crazy People. Remember that one? That's the one where they go to a mental institution and then the people end up in an ad firm. That's a pretty good movie.
The Robin Williams one?
It's Dudley Moore.
Dudley Moore, that's right.
Mr. Right, Bye Bye Love. Hey, guess what he's not in? Is Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Oh, shit.
I was a Jew in.
He's in Funny People.
Funny People. I should have guessed that. That was a better guess than Comedian.
I knew Funny People.
Those are just a handful of the movies. Then, of course, as Doug mentioned, a lot of TV. He's great in Red Oaks. If you haven't watched Red Oaks, he's great in that. That's actually a great show.
He's in Funny People and Crazy People.
Yeah, he's in a movie. He likes people. He's like Barbra Streisand.
He's a people person.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Crazy People, I haven't seen it in quite a while, but I remember it being like one of those underdog, enjoyable movies.
Yeah, me too. I remember liking it a lot.
Yeah, so maybe that'll be a good thing for people to check out for quarantainment. Before we go, you guys, do you have any recommendations of things for people to watch right now?
Bad Education is pretty good.
Oh, is that good?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
True story. What's his name? Hugh Jackman's a hunk. It's on HBO. It's pretty good.
Allison Janney's in it.
Yeah, she's great.
We just finished Hollywood, the Patti LuPone vehicle on Netflix. And that mixed reviews here in the house. I liked it more than my wife did, and we both thought we'd love it. But I liked it a lot. I don't think she liked it that much.
What was my wife's problem with it?
Too heavy-handed. She just thought it was too heavy. And she's not wrong. I mean, you can give me any negative review on that thing, and I'll agree with you, but I still enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that movie had the...
I just watched Dave, and I liked that.
Dave, the Kevin Kline movie?
Little Dickie?
Yeah. Little Dickie, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I've seen the first couple. Yeah, I like it.
It's on FX, or FX on Hulu.
No, I'm out.
Jimmy does not approve of talking about TV shows during Doug Loves Movies.
Oh, sorry.
Vera, I guess I said Hollywood is a mini series, so I guess I
that's true. Well. Yes, you already violated the rules.
My apologies.
Yeah,
but we just watched. I'm sorry.
It's all a blur now, though, because TV series have movie stars in them and movie quality and vice versa, and there's just so much of it. There's just so much to watch, and it's still not all great. So I like to find the best stuff. Like I tried that How to Build a Girl.
Mm-hmm. Never even heard of it.
And
How to Build a Girl.
I didn't like it.
Not so good?
Yeah. I wanted to like it because it's Beanie Feldstein, who I liked her a lot in Booksmart.
Right.
And she's got a British accent in it. And it's one of those ones where...
She's playing Kathleen Moran. She's playing that British author, isn't she?
Yeah. Yeah. So I couldn't let go. Every time she speaks, you're just thinking about her accent. And it's the whole movie is her. She's the main character. And everybody else is truly, truly from the UK. So, like, it's all authentic accents that are kind of sometimes hard to make out what they're saying. And then she comes in and has her enunciating American-British accent. And I don't know. I couldn't get on board. What's like the worst? What's your, each of you probably have one, your favorite worst accent by an actor in a movie?
Boy.
Ooh. Oh, Tom Hanks in Catch Me If You Can.
What's that supposed to be? Supposed to be Boston?
It's supposed to be Boston. It's horrific. He's all over the road with it.
Hey, my name's Hanratty. Hey, it's Hanratty. Yeah.
Exactly. How'd you pass the by in Louisiana?
I love that movie so much that that does not bother me.
It doesn't bother me either.
I love it too, but yeah, that accent was rough. I mean, for a guy who kills it and everything, he had AIDS, he's on the moon, he can't do a Beantown accent.
I know, and it's so much easier than having to go to the moon and having to get AIDS. Those are so much more work.
I know. I mean, AIDS is not hard.
I don't know. You've been to Boston. That's kind of a hassle.
Man, all those circular streets.
I don't like any of it.
That traffic.
So,
the history. It's a lot of bullshit.
Jimmy, what's yours? What's your worst accent?
I can't think of one at the moment, to be honest with you. I don't. I'm sure the second we end this, I'll come up with 4,000 ideas. But I'm pulling a Kevin Bacon on this. I cannot think of one accent that I. I bet you might.
I'll give you another one.
Yeah, go.
John Voight in Anaconda.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It's good, like, one. So hard to determine where that character is supposed to be from. And his name is like Paul or something.
Didn't Lawrence Fishburne have a bad Boston accent in Mystic River? Wasn't that really bad? Or am I remembering it wrong? Lawrence Fishburne in Mystic River, didn't he? Am I remembering everything about this wrong? Oh,
Lawrence Fishburne trying to do a Boston accent?
Wasn't he in Mystic River? Am I like... like misremembering the whole thing?
No, that is set in Boston, so that makes sense.
Wasn't he?
maybe I'm misremembering the whole thing. I don't know.
He might have been in it. I know. Mystic River's got a pretty packed cast, and every single one of them, it's like their number one movie on their IMDb page. Like somebody's really working the PR for Mystic River.
Well, I'm glad I randomly insulted his acting just in case he's in it.
yeah, Lawrence Fishburne is in it. He plays a guy named Whitey, Whitey Powell. I'm not getting the full thing here.
I want to check that out now. I want to see his scenes and see what his accent sounds like.
Yeah, I need to rewatch it.
I'm mad that I can't think of one. This is horrible. How about I can't even think of anything.
What about Kevin Costner's JFK?
No, I love it. I think he's the best. No, I don't know. I
don't remember.
You're a pushover.
Boy, somebody else just did a JFK in a movie that I thought was lackluster, but I can't.
Oh, Natalie Portman.
Yeah, she did.
Oh,
not
yeah,
do
her JFK.
JFK
sucks.
It was the worst.
Yeah, oof. That's a lot.
Oh, yeah, she was weird, too. She was one of those ones where she over-enunciated as if that means it's an accent.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm so lost. I know Danielle and I, that's my wife, for those that don't know.
The guy who played Stephen Hawking, he didn't sound robot-y at all.
I can't. I'm out. Did I lose this game? I guess I lost this game. I can't think of one.
It's not a game. It's just life.
No, I feel like I lost this game. I'm going to call this a loss.
We're just having a nice conversation, Jimmy.
No, every conversation is a win or a lose situation to me. I walk away. People go, hey, did you have a nice conversation with that guy? I go, well, I won. You know, so you tell me if it was a good conversation.
I'm trying to think of people who've done Southern accents, because that can get hard.
Right. I'm hard.
That can get really weird.
You nine?
Yes.
It tends to be the go-to. It's the go-to for British people because it's easy. Or should be, you know, they think it's easy. So there's a lot of unnecessary Southern accents from British actors.
Daniel Craig in Knives Out had a really good accent.
Oh, okay. Well, long as we're plugging movies that we're in.
Yeah. Watch that if you haven't watched it.
We loved it here at the Pardo household, the Pardo Koenig household. We loved it. My son loved it. We just watched Murder at the Orient Express last night, which of course
is
Knives Out. The 74.
You're not supposed to say that word, Jimmy.
Which one? Express?
Murder. Ah,
that's fun.
Yeah, you can't say Express now because everything's slow.
Yeah, right. I don't want to think there's any forward motion.
Yeah, okay, so you watched the old one. So did you have a hard time understanding what any of the characters were saying?
You know, I did have a little tough time with the Albert Finney, you know, in the lead role. But
yeah.
he's so good. It was one of those where it didn't bother me. And I did see the new one, too, and I did not hate it the way that I was told I was going to hate it. I kind of enjoyed it.
Well, you just love a fancy mustache.
I'm a fool for it. That's why
If Poirot has a nice mustache, you're in for the ride.
Right? The Fred Goldman's got a great mustache. I mean, people got mustaches.
I thought of another slightly weird accent. Keanu Reeves in that Kenneth Branagh Shakespeare movie. It was like just odd.
Well, isn't his accent odd in everything though? Isn't he? Doesn't he swing and miss on all of them?
True, but it was.
But we still allow it.
Yeah. Just
that's a movie star. A movie star is someone whose accents can suck all the time, but nobody minds.
No one cares.
Some people think Brad Pitt's accent in Inglourious Basterds is bad, but I love it.
I did too.
Oh yeah,
me too.
That was good.
A little Foghorn Leghorn action.
Yeah, yeah. And then he just added like a gruff sound for that war room. What was that? War Zone? What was it on Netflix?
Oh, yeah.
War Man. Yeah. Warmonger.
War. What was it good for?
Yeah. Nothing. In that movie, he just talked with a really, like, my throat hurt listening to him. It's like Steve Carell in this new Space Force thing. It sounds like his voice just, it sounds like he's trying to sound like Nick Nolte.
Wait, is that out? Is that already out, or are you just talking about a preview?
I saw 2 seconds of the preview and turned it off because it's got a great cast, and I don't want it spoiled.
Oh, okay.
No, it looks so good. I want to see it.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Hey, what about Peter Boyle's voice in Young Frankenstein? That's a little hard to understand, isn't it? See what I mean?
Putting on the Ritz.
Not realistic. Yeah. You know, it's hard to, you know.
It's hard to pull off a... The undead.
It is. But, you know, he came close. He came the closest I've ever heard, to be honest.
True. What is the undead? How does that work? It's dead.
They were dead, and then now they're back to life. They're reanimated, but they might as well be dead still because they're worthless and just hungry.
Ah.
Like the wolf.
Like kids.
No.
Yeah. Don't be sequestered with the undead is an important message to get out there.
I think you just gave AMC a new series to start.
Yeah.
It'll be.
Your son there, Jimmy, is a good age for quarantine because he's not young enough to freak out about everything.
You know what? He's right in the pocket that I think is decent. He's not too young to be scared and confused. He's not old enough to be scared and confused. He's right in the middle to kind of just kind of go with the flow. And luckily, he's been doing that.
Nice.
We're very lucky. I cannot tell you enough how lucky we are.
Well, thank you to all three of you for joining me here today this way. Mark, do you have anything? Mark Norman, anything to plug?
Are we done?
Oh, you want to keep going?
Oh no, sorry, it just flew by. I've got a special coming out on Tuesday. It's called Out to Lunch. An hour of new stand-up. Give it a whirl. And my podcast. And follow me on all the stuff, the socials. Go nuts. Praise Allah.
Yeah, Mark Norm. You don't even have to type the whole name.
Yeah, some real estate queef has got Mark Norman. So
yeah.
I tried to get it.
But you don't need the whole thing though. Yours pops up as soon as you get to the Mon.
All right. I'll take it. Screw that guy.
Norm Mon.
Boca Raton or something.
Norman. Ricky Lindholm.
I have nothing to plug at all.
Star of Knives Out.
That's true. You could watch that. That's really good.
Now, did you tell Rian Johnson my idea that he should make another Daniel Craig detective whodunit, but the exact same cast of Knives Out all playing different parts?
No, but you should tell him that. I like it.
I'm telling you because I'm shy.
Okay. I'll let him know he needs to write another movie for me.
I mean, he could still...
I'll be like, this has nothing to do with me. But
yeah. He can put different people in because scheduling could be a bitch. I don't mind some different actors, but I really... The cast is so good and, you know...
We gotta get Donna back in there. I just need to be in there somewhere, like giving looks in the background.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I mean, I'm sure you'll work with him again because he's a great guy and you two seem to have a good, creative collaboration.
He's awesome.
Yeah. All right. And Jimmy, one more time. Oh, I have a question for Jimmy Pardo, if he's still here. Jimmy, Pardcastathon, what is happening with it this year under these circumstances?
As of right now, it was supposed to be in a couple of weeks. It was supposed to be on the 23rd of May. We have moved it back to October 10th, 10-10-20, October 10th of 2020. But who knows? You know, hopefully that'll happen. And, of course, that's where we raise money for Smile Train, the great organization that goes to third world countries and fixes the cleft palates of children and people that can't otherwise afford it. And we've raised $1.5 million for them so far over the years. And hopefully we'll be able to do it again in October and raise more money for them. So thank you for bringing it up.
All right, Jimbo.
I mean, it's a great event for a great charity, and the people that come out and you know, hang out for the whole thing live, it's super fun, the energy. But I do think it's the kind of show that, you know, if you do have to do something this way, isolated with everybody separate, I think you could still put on a really great show. And I'm looking forward to it happening one way or the other.
I think so too. I agree with that concept. I thought that doing it in May was a little too soon to do an isolation thing where we still didn't know what, if we're going to be, you know, let out of our houses come, you know, May 24th. And did we make the bad decision? But right now we're looking at October. And for those that don't know, Parkcastathon is also, that's an offshoot of my podcast, Never Not Funny. It's a kind of a yearly charity thing that we do. It's a long version of my podcast.
Yes, yes. And it's super fun. I always love showing up there. And thank you for doing it. Thank you again to Ricky Linhoe, Mark Norman, and Jimmy Pardo. And be sure to follow Doug Loves Movies on Twitter and You Don't Know Doug on Instagram. And as always, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.